This is Weekly Dose of Wellness, brought to you by Memorial Care Health System. Here's Deborah Howell.
Hello and welcome to the show. You're listening to Weekly Dose of Wellness, brought to you by Memorial Care Health System. I'm Deborah Howell. Today's guest is Dr. John Hajalilu, Assistant Medical Director and Sports Medicine Specialist, Pediatric Orthopedic Center, Miller Children's and Women's Hospital, Long Beach. Dr. Hajalilu is an orthopedic surgeon with fellowship training in kids' sports injuries and sees both adults and children. He was the chairman of orthopedic surgery at Long Beach Memorial and did his fellowship training at Harvard. Today we'll be talking about sports injury prevention and what you need to know about keeping your kids active, safe, and healthy. Welcome, Dr. Hajalilu.
Yes, hello. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for being here. So what are the most common types of sports injuries that kids and teens face these days?
Okay, a very good question. I usually break it down into two. There's acute injuries that happen right away. Those are the ones that we can recognize, that we can see. And then there's overuse type injuries. Mm-hmm. Those, they tend to happen over a longer term. But it really is a whole gamut, depending on which body part is involved. I'd rather just break it down into, like, simple terms, you know, like an acute injury that one can see and an overuse injury that happens over a long period of time.
Okay, sounds good. Well, one I can directly relate to, ACL injury and replacement. I had that in my left knee. It was not a fun recovery.
Yes. That's a common one that I do see, and it's important to recognize it and to treat it properly. That, if not treated properly, that could go on to cause further problems down the road. So I'm very sensitive to trying to correctly diagnose ACL injuries and to treat those.
Right, right. Got to hop right on that. No pun intended. Now, regarding ACL injuries, what are some of the things kids can do to help prevent these horrific knee injuries?
Yeah, I think that's important. Prevention is definitely something that parents can work on, and or young athletes can participate in. And part of that prevention is proper training. I think going to practice, listening to your coach, and also important to know the rules of the game and proper equipment, depending on what sport you're in, is important. I think all those things, like, when the coach tells you to warm up or to stretch and strengthening exercises, I think all of that goes a long way to preventing injury.
I can speak to my own and add to that list. I was in a squash tournament, and you get out there and you really play hard and you really sweat and you really use your knees. Then you sit and you wait for your next game, and, you know, you cool down and the muscles, you know, relax. And then you ask them to do the same thing over and over again with, you know, small rests in between without maybe stretching properly. So that's what happened to me.
Yeah, I think, we can all, everybody can do a little more to prevent injuries. I think, coaches, athletes, parents, I think everybody needs to kind of push for that.
I think a lot of it is stretching and keeping warm between when you're, maybe you're sitting on the bench for a while and then you have to go immediately and run around the bases or whatever it is you're doing. I mean, that's tough on the body.
Yeah, I think the, stop and go is tough, and we need to kind of, in between, maintain, mobility and keep our muscles limber and stretch and, warming up at the sideline. I think that's what it's about.
Absolutely. All right, switching gears a little bit, what are some of the common signs and symptoms that kids and parents should watch out for when they suspect a concussion, and what should they do if they think they have sustained one?
Okay, now one of the common mistakes people make is to ask an athlete who suffers a concussion whether they're okay. I think most of the time they're going to say, yeah, I'm okay, I want to get back in the game.
Yeah.
So I think the parents really have to be the eyes and ears, because a lot of these concussions are subtle. They're not like, they're completely passed out on the field. Those are easy to recognize. Most of them are, they show up like headaches or, behavior changes. Maybe they have a problem concentrating, maybe they're a little bit more irritable, a little bit more anxious. I think that's where we need the parents to kind of help us out as clinicians, whether to recognize, a very subtle concussion.
So they can really actually cause personality changes?
Yeah, yeah. I think these are, you know, they don't, they're not permanent personality change. I guess they could be if you have repeated concussions. But the acute ones, they can cause irritability. They can't concentrate. Maybe more anger type issues come up. But yeah, it can certainly change someone's personality for a short period of time.
I hadn't heard that. Some crazy number of NFL players have said already this year they've sustained concussions. It was something like 38%, it was an incredible statistic.
Right. Yeah, and I think, you know, equipment only goes so far. It's actually the, you know, anytime you have speed involved, anytime there's a collision, and it could go with any sport. I don't think we have to generalize, you know, football, the common ones that show up in the you know, online. I think it's you have to be recognize that anytime you have an impact for, and it could be like surfing, it could be like you know getting the wave throwing you against the sand, or it could be something like that,
or skateboarding off a rail.
Yeah, anything speed is involved, and equipment will protect like skull fractures like that, but it's not going to prevent like a bruising of the brain, which is due to the brain getting charred within this hard skull of ours. You know, that's where it comes from.
How do you treat concussion?
Yeah, I think concussion is mainly to get them out of the sport that caused it, you know, for a short period of time. I think recognition is the most important thing. And usually if a parent suspects their child has concussion, I recommend having a child be examined by a pediatrician or a family medicine physician, just to, you know, make sure there's no long-term consequences, you know, things like bleeding and, you know, things like that. We don't want to miss those. So I think, you know, those are all important.
That's diagnosing. But once you determine that a kid does have a concussion, what can you do for him or her?
Yeah. I think, like I said, you want to take them out of the sport. You want to, basically, you want to rest their mind. You want to, you know, things like texting and, you know, Facebook, Twitter, things like that are not resting. Video games are not resting. They really need to, maybe listen to music or something calming, or where their eyes are not constantly working.
I see.
So it involves a lot of resting, I really think the recognition part is the important part.
Okay, and so there's really no medical recourse in terms of medication or surgery, unless something is very severe with a concussion.
Oh yeah. The ones that are severe, like let's say a child goes down and you know there's an absence of consciousness for about 5 minutes or so. Those are you've got to take them to the emergency room. They need a head CT scan. Make sure they don't have a bleed. Those are more severe, of course. I'm talking more about the subtle ones that maybe we don't recognize, and those are the more common ones. And
what
we want to avoid is a second or a repeat injury, which could be deadly. That's, the initial injury might not be so severe, but then if you don't take them out of the sport and they have a second or even a third concussion, that could be deadly.
It's got to be so tough for parents whose kids have sustained a concussion, who love their sport. And, you know, you've seen it once and you're so scared to let them heal up and then get right back in there. So do you have any advice for parents?
Yeah, I think, rather than the parents being the bad cop, I think you should let your healthcare provider, like your pediatrician or family medicine doctor, kind of tell the bad news to the young athlete. But the parents could be like, I think you need to get checked out. And coaches and sports programs need to encourage that, that they do go get examined and they come back with notes from their physician.
Okay. I almost feel like coaches need a little counseling in this area. Some coaches, not all.
Yeah, I think everybody needs a little bit of refresher course on concussions and things change. Now we used to think that if an athlete's symptoms subside after 5-10 minutes, we could send them back into the game right away. I think that's changed. So
good. Good.
Yeah.
I'm glad to hear that. So for our parents of young athletes who are listening right now, where can they go to learn more?
Yeah, I usually recommend the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons has a good education portal for parents, and then also the American College of Sports Medicine. Those are good sources. I mean, there's other ones like WebMD, things like that, but mm-hmm. I think they're just too too simple, too basic, I think. Like, for example, American College of Sports Medicine has brochures that you could print out and give, to your athlete or to your coaches. So, you know, we could, pass the information on.
Excellent. Knowledge is power. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Hajalilu. It has been a true pleasure to have you on the show today.
Thank you. Great being here. Thanks so much.
Very enlightening. And to listen to the podcast or for more info, please visit memorialcare.org. That's memorialcare.org. I'm Deborah Howell. Join us again next time as we explore another weekly dose of wellness brought to you by Memorial Care Health System. Have a fantastic day.